The fastest swimmers in America are swimming even faster. In just 8 days at the U.S. Olympic trials, Americans have broken 9 world records and 10 national records. So let's turn now to Richard Quick. He's coached the U.S. Olympic team 6 times. This weekend, he's just a fan at the trials, wrapping up tonight in Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks for joining us, Richard Quick.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
So this sounds just totally crazy. All those records being broken in one meet?
Actually, it's not extraordinarily unusual at the United States Olympic trials to have world records broken because it is the most competitive meet on the face of the planet every 4 years. Now, when we get to the Olympic Games, it'll be very competitive, but not with the depth. The depth of United States swimming is extraordinary, so it's a very competitive meet, and so world records are produced.
Now, I've heard a lot about this new super swimsuit, the Speedo Laser Racer. How much of a difference is it making?
It's making a big difference. However, many of the other countries have already had their Olympic trials, and many of those countries swam in the laser suit. So the fact that we are breaking world records that have already been broken in the suit is a very good thing for the United States. So the suit plays a role, but the athletes play by far the biggest role.
Now, just for anyone who hasn't heard of this, it's like a much longer unitard-looking thing as opposed to just tight shorts, basically.
Exactly, and it also has compression at exactly the right place that make a body more streamlined. The higher the velocity of a swimmer through the water, the more important the elimination of resistance becomes, and therefore the laser suit plays a role in that elimination of resistance.
So the big name in swimming right now is Michael Phelps. Now, this guy is so fast and so versatile that he's qualified for 8 different Olympic events. That means he's got a shot at topping Mark Spitz, who took home 7 gold medals in 1972.
Well, the chances are excellent, but remember, they're just chances. A lot of people have evaluated the situation. And what they've said is, I can't beat Michael in 5 individual events, so maybe I'm going to take and just concentrate on 1 or 2 events. So Michael is going to be competing against athletes that are excellent, that are focused on a narrower range of events, and that makes it very challenging. And 3 of those opportunities are going to come on relays. And right now, the French relay is a favorite to win the 400 freestyle relay. So nothing is for sure. That's why we're going to have the meet here in a few weeks.
And then there's another great, amazing story from this meet. Dara Torres. You have a connection with her?
I coached Dara in 2000 after she had been out of the sport for 7 years. Yes, ma'am.
This is a 41-year-old mother who qualified for her 5th Olympics.
It's an extraordinary story. It's the most astonishing story of this trials, in my opinion.
She'll be the oldest female swimmer in Olympic history.
Right.
Does that mean there's hope for me, a 34-year-old mother, to be an Olympic swimmer?
If your fire burns as bright as hers does, there is hope.
Richard Quick, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.